Whether it's the weight of papers and finals at the end of a really tough semester, the jam-packed schedule of gigs, students, and one too many nutcrackers, the final stretch of months of intense audition preparation, or just the hustle and bustle and stress of the holidays on top of everything else, it's a time of year when it's easy to get a little frazzled and burned out, where you might feel drained, physically and emotionally, maybe even a little cranky, with difficulty focusing, which makes it hard to work or practice as productively as you normally would, which could then make you worry about being unprepared and increase your stress, leading to some tossing and turning and difficulty getting to sleep, which puts you in an even worse place the next day, and can lead to a sense of detachment and loss of enthusiasm for all the important stuff on your plate. So what are we to do? Is there a way to increase our resilience in times like this and ensure we don't end up slumped on the couch watching reruns of The Office, while eating all the leftover Halloween candy instead of working on the projects on our to-do list? J. Brian Sexton is an associate professor at Duke University's School of Medicine and has a particular interest in resilience and burnout. Noting that most interventions for burnout involve training people to develop more balanced thinking skills so they can get better at perceiving positive emotions, he has suggested that, quote, burnout, at its core, is the impaired ability to experience positive emotion. Indeed, it's super easy to get so focused on the difficult, frustrating, unpleasant, and stressful parts of each day that we don't notice the good parts. The moments when we experience a tiny bit of joy, gratitude, serenity, interest, hope, pride, amusement, inspiration, awe, or love. And no, that's not just a random list of positive words I copy and pasted from synonym.com, but 10 emotions that are associated with insulating us from burnout. Yeah, maybe it sounds all a little bit cheesy, but then again, I think we can all acknowledge that those are the sorts of moments that lift us up and keep us going when times are tough. To test out the notion that positivity training in burnout or burnout-prone individuals could help increase resilience, Sexton recruited various groups of healthcare workers to complete a simple exercise every day for 2 weeks. It's an exercise known as the Three Good Things exercise, and simply involves A, writing down three good things that happened during the day, and B, describing your role in bringing about these positive experiences, events, or results. These good things could really be anything: a mock audition that went really well, a peaceful early morning walk with your dog, a really nice lunch with friends where you share a lot of laughs. The idea is to simply write down something that represents joy, gratitude, serenity, interest, hope, pride, amusement, inspiration, awe, or love, and reflect on why this happened in a way that helps to reinforce that you did something to make this happen, and that you have the ability to create moments of positivity in your everyday life, no matter how crazy a day it ends up being. Among 148 medical residents at Duke, there was a 15% drop in burnout within 2 weeks. They also reported feeling less depressed and felt they had a better work-life balance. A group of patient safety officers at Duke also experienced a 19% drop in burnout. And a group in the neonatal intensive care unit at Stanford University Hospital experienced an 11% decrease in burnout. And what's even more intriguing is that not only did these changes happen relatively quickly, but they tended to be long-lasting. Just 7 to 14 days of this exercise appeared to lead to benefits that could be measured even a year later. Among the Duke residents, for instance, the burnout rate remained at 48% a year after completing this exercise. The studies here look primarily at burnout in medical settings, so they don't speak directly to whether the strategy would protect us from audition burnout, teaching burnout, or the inevitable holiday burnout, which is fast approaching. However, I'd think that this exercise would be pretty useful no matter where our primary stress is coming from. And with Thanksgiving coming up in a few days, maybe this is as good a time as any to give this a shot. So here's what to do. Find a pen and some paper and leave them on your desk or nightstand. And for the next 10 days, before you go to bed, take a few moments to write down A, three things that went well today, and B, your role in bringing them about. Sort of like this. Good thing number one. We had a nice, relaxed family breakfast this morning. my role for good thing number one. I help make this happen by looking up a new recipe for croissant, ham, egg, cheese muffins, getting the ingredients from the store, and asking the kids to help with the cooking. And that's all there is to it. Have a great week and a happy Thanksgiving.